The Nashville School Board will soon begin searching for a new superintendent. If the board decides to fire Sean Joseph, as some members have suggested, the position may need to be filled earlier than anticipated. But as WPLN's Shalina Chotlani reports, there's concern the candidate pool may be limited.
Tension on the board has been visible at recent meetings. Some of Joseph's critics have vocally denounced his leadership. Meanwhile, members of the Metro Minority Caucus, like Councilman Ed Kindle, say Joseph's treatment has to do with the fact that he's Black. These public disagreements, he says, are going to impact the superintendent search.
I think you're going to get second-rate candidates to interview in Nashville. So to get a good superintendent is going to be difficult. To get a one of color, I think, is going to be almost impossible.
Nashville School Board member Jeannie Pupo-Walker agrees the board's behavior has been getting bad press, but she still thinks qualified candidates, including people of color, will want to come to Nashville.
I've had people in the past tell me that they would be interested in applying for that job. And so I think it all depends on how we proceed.
Pupo-Walker says that if the board works amicably with Joseph as he prepares for departure, she thinks it can build its reputation back up. For WPLN News, I'm Shalina Chotlani.